Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network. And Cynthia, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
We're well. Thanks as always for coming on.
You know it. I love coming on with you guys. Come on.
So Jason and I were talking about the piece, and we really enjoyed the piece, but our first question is, no Ronnie Stanley?
I love paying O-linemen always. We just picked 10 that popped to the top of the list because ultimately, you know, when we're going through, as many times as I like to write about O-linemen, my editor's like, you know, Thin, you really push for that hard, and they make me go with more position players and quarterbacks. Somehow, they think it's a little bit sexier.
Well, obviously, we understand how impactful of a player he is, but you have a pretty good prism into the Ravens' thinking, and I know you have very high regard for their analytics community. So, as it pertains to Ronnie Stanley, if you look at the situation where we know there's going to be a lot of guys the Ravens have to pay in the coming years, and they haven't really paid a big time left tackle since Jonathan Ogden was in his prime, and they've had a lot of success, and they've got a quarterback who's so unique and freakishly talented that he makes the O-line better, and we saw a lesser left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, without a contract, traded for 2 ones and a two, and the Ravens have a right tackle who was a stud left tackle in college. Am I crazy, Cynthia, to think when they look at their big picture and their blueprints and how we're going to allocate assets, that it's not out of the question that they, I don't think Stanley's doing anything this year. And then that's, it's a tag and trade situation a year from now?
You know, the best part about having a quarterback like Lamar Jackson is it gives you some flexibility. Now, you need to have a good O-line, let me be clear on that one. But right now, this year, replacing Marshall Yanda and figuring out that situation is probably a bit more of like a, you know, like let's figure out the whole O-line together as opposed to doing one piece at a time, because mm-hmm. I think ultimately you gotta kind of play to your strengths, and the run game is obviously a huge strength for the Ravens. So figuring out kind of maybe building from the inside out, meaning like, you know, addressing the guard position and figuring out how to build out a little bit might be the smarter thing, because then you give yourself the flexibility to tag, obviously, left tackles. The Laremy Tunsil negotiating his own contract thing was, that's pretty impressive, but I think the bigger lesson there is that, you know, they're trying to figure out how to get Deshaun Watson not killed, whereas the Ravens have the opportunity to create, you know, the sum of everything is greater than, you know, each individual part. So I think Ronnie Stanley will get a great contract, but the flexibility in the cap situation, that's all. If there's any team that knows how to manage their cap and that I just don't even question, it's definitely the Ravens. So whatever they're doing, you got to look at it and be like, all right, what is it here and what can other teams learn from this?
Inside Access, Jason Lockenfor, Ken Wyman. We're talking to Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network. Cynthia, your list, one thing that stood out to me, two running backs on the list, and Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara, in a league that seems very reluctant to pay running backs.
You know, I always said, and I even said in the article, because, you know, a lot of people are like, analytics Twitter says, or analytics say, not to pay a running back. And in my opinion, it's like, well, I don't think analytics would tell you to overpay anyone. You have to look at what is the market and what is the situation that you're asking of the player and how could you compensate him appropriately. And realistically speaking, what's happened is some of these big running back deals haven't valued, like they're kind of like the Todd Gurley deal was obviously a constraint for, you know, the Rams. And then you got Ezekiel Elliott, that was a huge deal that doesn't seem, the Cowboys run their cap much differently than many other teams. So it doesn't seem to be constraining them at this point, but it will catch up to them, all of these big deals that they're signing all at once. So it's really a structure and function of how your cap is allocated and when you're paying and who and whatever. So ultimately, it's hard to say, should Dalvin Cook reset the market? Probably not, no. But I think right now the market for running backs might be a little bit overinflated because there were some big deals signed in recent years. And I think what needs to be reflected is, like, do you have a quarterback that you need to pay? Yes or no? If yes, then you probably shouldn't overpay a running back, and you probably should maybe try to find a running back or a set of running backs that you can get for the right price, because the quarterback market is doing nothing but going up. Even if for some crazy COVID reason, the cap were to remain flat and not go up as we've seen it go up every single year prior, you still, the quarterback salary will continue to go up. So unfortunately, you know, it's all about pricing yourself correctly and understanding your cap situation so such that you can kind of navigate the market a little bit better going forward. Like, for example, also in that article, I talked about how Allen Robinson, he's in the final year of his second deal with the Bears. If the Bears were thinking they want to keep Allen Robinson, it might be smart to negotiate with him right now, because in the world of a wide receiver, those prices are going up as well.
If only they had somebody to throw to him. Yeah, if only they had somebody to throw him the football.
Yeah, if only they had a.
And you know what? He had that same problem in Jacksonville. This man's had like the fifth most uncatchable passes thrown his way since he entered the league. So, you know, look, Allen Robinson he doesn't complain. He's a wide out one for sure. He gets, you know, on national media. I remember watching a Bears game, and I believe Booger said something like, "Hey, yeah, they really lack a wide out one." I was like, "That's not true." I was so furious. So,
well, Cynthia, so, I was personally heartened that you had Dalvin Cook as high as you did, because I wrote a column, I don't know, 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, it was a while back, it all bleeds together, saying I kind of thought he had more leverage than some might think. And I understand you can't really hold out anymore. That's not really going to move the meter. But they've paid everybody. They've extended everybody there. The coach Zimmer is so risk-averse. He's run off so many coordinators. In his heart, he's uber-conservative. And you know, Kubiak's kind of that way, too. And they're going to run the ball a lot. And the defense isn't what it once was. They can't try to play to win 14-12 anymore. They need some points. I look at Dalvin Cook and think he could be a Christian McCaffrey light this year if he's able to stay healthy. And health has obviously been the mitigating circumstance, but I could see him catching a ton of balls and having a very high volume workload.
Yeah, and the other part is, I'm being a realist here, I don't have any metric where Kirk Cousins falls into the top 10 amongst quarterbacks.
Right.
So if you don't have that kind of, if you don't have that marquee guy, then you really do need the support of your run game, because the tried and true, without fail, you know, if you have a little bit better something, you can have a little bit not as good something else. But the tried and true formula is typically, if you don't have just a bomb quarterback, you need to have balance between the pass and the run, because that keeps defenses honest. If you have the threat of the run, it helps your pass catchers. If you have the threat of nasty pass catchers, it helps your run game. Creating more space, especially between the tackles, is the best way to earn first downs and touchdowns, which is typically the way that games are won. So ultimately, because you signed Kirk Cousins, and that deal was huge and guaranteed, and that guarantee locks up some of your cap situation just because the way that they have it structured. And then your O-line, they constantly have fine but not great O-lines in Minnesota. And ultimately, in other words, I'm saying I completely agree with you. And you may have Adam Thielen still, and you got Tajay Sharp, but you got and I love, almost no one loved Justin Jefferson more than me coming out of college, but he's still a rookie. And with this situation, he's not Stephon Diggs, who's a proven, tried and true asset. So you have a lot of question marks. So one thing that's not a question mark would be to figure out your run game. Presumably he's healthy. We have to go with the best information available, and that's that he's healthy. And you go from there. You know, like it just feels like it's all about balance and creating the contract situation where maybe you time up the guarantees differently, or you push it out and you figure it out so that you can pay him a good salary, but you don't have to reset the market.
Cynthia, before we let you go, just curious to get your thoughts on Cam Newton signing with the Patriots and how much that improves them. Is that, how much of a win share is that adding Cam Newton to the Patriots?
One, I love it. Obviously, look, again, we have to go with the best information available, and you wouldn't think that they would sign him if he wasn't at least healthy enough to be worth it. But the cost of the contract does give me some concerns. It's a very low money value contract for a Super Bowl appearing quarterback like Cam Newton with, you know, MVP situation going on. So that does concern me a little bit, but assuming he's healthy and ready to go, I feel bad for my Buffalo Bills fans who were like, "We're winning the division. It's ours." So I think it's interesting because he adds a significant number. You know, it's probably closer to like 3 wins. I've run it a couple of times. But the problem that I have is that I'm hesitant to say fully healthy Cam Newton. So in reasonably healthy Cam Newton, so let's say 70%, he adds over 3 wins to their win total, which is just that's a pretty big number.
Cynthia Freeland, as always, we do appreciate your time. Check out her piece on the top 10 or the 10 guys that should get contract extensions at NFL.com. Cynthia, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.